It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Make sure you guys check us out. We're streaming live on YouTube. You can get to us on our YouTube platform at the Sports Shop Radio. Make sure you go out there and like and subscribe, because you'll get a notification every time we go live, each and every day. All you got to do is click on the link and you get a chance to watch us on your favorite device, whether it be your television, smart TV rather.
Right.
Or your tablet, your phone, you know. Yeah, watch us in your car.
Yeah.
All you Tesla people, y'all, you know. I know y'all be streaming YouTube.
But you can watch it in your car, but not when you're driving, though.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Because I don't want to encourage you to
that's
do that.
Right.
Be safe.
Because they won't let you do it.
They
won't let you
that's
do
true.
It.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it won't let you do that's it. True.
That's true. It won't let you do it. But if you just sit still, maybe you can. I don't know. You know, in the office.
Yeah, while you're charging the car, it takes a long time. Watch us.
Yeah. I saw some of that, too, this weekend. I forgot where I stopped on the way to Charlotte. And I just saw people just
probably tired.
Sitting at the charging stations. Charging their cars and whatever. And I'm just thinking like,
okay.
That's a new thing. Everybody just kind of, you know, gather at the charging station.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that next.
Gather at the charging station?
No, get a car. I got to get that kind of car first. Oh.
That's what it sounded like you said.
That was the first thing that crossed my mind.
Y'all are so far.
That was the first thing that crossed my
like
mind.
You said, though, I mean.
That she was just going to roll up to the church thing. Hey, man, what's up, man? What y'all doing?
That's what they do in Bear Creek. That's a Sunday afternoon in Bear Creek.
Meet at the charging station, baby.
Meet at the charging station, baby.
In the Walmart parking lot.
There you go.
While you sleep.
Look, it's Bear Creek. Every one person got a Tesla. One Tesla in the whole county.
Chapman County, stand up, baby.
One EV in the whole county.
I'm not going to let y'all do that.
Well, you know it's true.
Find more than one.
Yeah.
You find more than one, you take a picture of it, because it's going to be like a historical artifact.
She going to take a picture too, watch.
Exactly.
Like, see, someone has one, they just visiting. They really live in Chapel Hill. They just visiting. They mama and them live out here.
Mama and them.
That's right. That's probably true.
Yeah, they out there with the test. But it's all good, though. I don't know. But I just thought that was interesting this weekend. I just happened to see people just gathering at the charging station.
Gathering.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you see people gathering at the gas station?
Right. No.
No, but people, you know, they huddle up at the, because you're going to be there for a minute.
You're going to be there for a few hours.
That's sad. No, I take it 30 minutes. That's most. It can't be that long.
I don't know. I met a lady at Target. She had been sitting out there for like 3 hours.
Oh.
Well, first, I think she was waiting on a spot.
Oh.
Is that North Hills? That one gets full really fast.
Oh. Actually, Reese, no.
What? No, what?
He's sitting over there acting like he don't
connected.
Know.
Yeah, he's connected. He's connected.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Hey, Ty, what's going on, man? How you doing?
He was late this morning charging.
Reese, you got an EV? Reese, you got an EV?
I know you had an EV. No, I do not.
Okay. We're going to all have one before it's over.
Yeah. That's right.
It won't be a primary vehicle, probably, but hey, we all have one.
Yep, you're probably right about that.
We all have one. It's all good. Hey, Ty, how you doing, man? You have an EV?
I don't, no.
Yeah. Would you like an EV?
I would not.
No? Why not?
I don't want anyone to be able to just shut my car off whenever.
You know what?
That's a smart young man.
Don't let his hair fool you.
What does that even mean? Who's that comedian that came in here dissing everybody?
Michael Collier. He said, man, what exactly are you doing?
He got K-Mac on the radio and me off radio.
He's like, man, what exactly are you doing here?
What's going on here?
I said, he's going to let it do what it won't do. That's what it's called. I mean, I'm just saying.
Wow.
You haven't tried it before? I mean, yeah. I mean, you lost most of your hair, so you wouldn't know, but it's all good. Oh, man. Hey, that's pretty, you know what? That is one of the best explanations I've heard.
Yeah, got to keep that gas.
Now, I would have said that, but then y'all would just be pretending like I'm just like some conspiracy theorist that's just running around here thinking that, like, the man is out to get me. I'm wearing a tinfoil hat.
You're right. Exactly. You know what I mean? But when he said it, I was like, that makes sense.
It's like profound.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. What do you have all these profound poll questions you got back there?
I'm pretty sure it's profound. Yes.
So the first poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, who will advance further, NC State men or NC State women? And 60% say the NC State women. And the second poll question, would it be good for Iowa to be upset? Yes or no? And 75% say yes.
Y'all just sick of her, ain't you? Y'all just say, Bo Caitlin, all she did was play basketball.
That's all she did was playing ball.
That's my girl right there. I'm watching the highlights. Hannah.
Hannah. Hidalgo.
That chicken go.
Yes.
Hannah Hidalgo from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yes.
They won yesterday. They beat Ole Miss. And they take on, who's that, Oregon?
Yes, that's right.
Notre Dame
yes.
will be Oregon taking
State.
On Oregon,
Oregon,
Oregon
State.
State.
Oregon State. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Oregon.
But she's got like a motor, man.
Yeah.
Like, she can go.
And she's so well-respected by her teammates. You know, she's a freshman, so all these upperclassmen, mm-hmm. you know, they just keep continue to give her props. And
yeah.
they, you know, just...
It's called
she's a leader on the court.
It's called ball players, no ball players.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know see, I mean? They respect it. Exactly. She got a game. So she ain't got to worry about them respecting her. Cause
she coming.
Now,
she
is
coming.
It the same for men?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ball players, no ball players.
Ball players, no ball players, trust me.
You know, ain't no people that try to fake it, too, now.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have much energy for that, you know. So if you out there, mm-hmm. look, if you out there cashing it in, people will figure it out.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. That's true. That's
you can tell. When somebody cashing it in, yeah. you can figure it out. But anyway, speaking of people that's not cashing it in, we got this Sweet 16 that's set for us coming up.
It's coming up, man. That's right
there we go.
Came up.
Here we go.
Yep.
So let's start at the top. We got UConn, San Diego State. Early.
Just stay in the middle, Pam.
I'm trying to help you see.
Okay, go ahead.
UConn, San Diego State. Early. UConn seems like the team that can't be beaten right now.
No,
UConn, so you know what happens to that, right?
No, UConn's going to advance past San Diego State.
Oh, yeah.
With hands down?
Yeah, because they didn't meet each other last year. I think they did. They may have the Final Four.
I can't
remember. But they're gonna get past that game. The next game they're gonna have a problem with.
So we have Illinois, they'll be facing one of these two.
Yep.
It'll be Illinois and Iowa State.
Reese is all on the Iowa State.
What? I'm going Illinois.
What's their
I'm going Illinois.
Cyclones?
Man.
What's
that? yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. Something yeah. like that. Yeah.
Let's go Cyclones, baby. That's my crew.
Illinois. I'm thinking Illinois is going to edge out
okay.
Iowa State.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll see. But neither one of those two can beat UConn. That's just my personal
opinion. Yeah, okay. Well,
I don't think either one of those two. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the west out here.
Yep.
And we have the University of Alabama, the capstone.
Oh, clap.
Yeah, that's about cool.
Yeah. Take it on.
But not that day.
The University of North Carolina, Chapel yeah. Hill.
Melvin.
The Tar Heels. Let's go Heels.
Let's go Heels.
Yeah. What? Why you look like
it
that?
It just always feels weird when you say it, but yeah.
Look, somebody is already picking the Tar Heels.
As you should.
To advance.
Right. As you should.
Why? You
over
don't think
Alabama.
The you don't think Alabama has a chance to win this game?
Nobody said that.
Okay.
Nobody said that.
We didn't say they
that's,
didn't have
now,
a
that's
chance.
That's hyperbole. You try to
no.
try to
play. No.
That shit is gonna, nobody said that, K-Mac.
It is not. I'm just telling you. People. I was talking to your good friend, Rev, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he ain't my friend no more after yesterday.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, Alabama's got a shot here. Alabama's got a shot.
No, Alabama got a shot because the game is 0-0.
Yeah.
And then they're going to the same arena that Carolina's going to.
Yeah.
And they put their pads on like Carolina put their pads on. So after that, I mean, damn, they got a shot.
Alabama's had so much success this season. This will probably be the first test they've had since the beginning of the season.
No, Alabama's very, very capable. It really depends on how they shoot the basketball.
Which they don't shoot extremely
right.
well.
But here's the thing. The kid from Omaha who got hurt in a game, in the previous game.
Was that the concussion?
Yeah, the concussion. If he comes back, they have a better opportunity to score in the basketball from the outside. But yeah, I think hands down, though, Carolina, I would say this. Both teams play their best, Carolina should win.
All right, the closer we get, we'll talk about it again.
That is right
I'm
there.
See, I'm gonna see. Can I turn him? I'm gonna turn him a little.
No,
bit. I'm gonna turn him a little bit.
So you picking that? Well, we'll talk about it.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm picking Alabama.
Pick? Oh, okay.
On Tuesday now.
Okay.
Today's Tuesday.
You stand down on that. Okay.
Well, today's Tuesday. We got a long way to go, and then they'll be taking on the winner of this game, Arizona Clemson.
Yeah.
Is there any way Clemson can win this
Somebody
game.
Told me yesterday who's very familiar with the Clemson program is that they think Clemson's going to get Arizona.
There's no way.
They think Arizona's going to be looking past.
Okay. So Arizona's going to hand it to them.
Yeah.
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 I may sign up for that.
Yeah.
But right now,
okay,
there's no way.
Okay,
there's no way.
He said there's no way.
No shot.
Ain't no way in the hell Clemson can win that game. We got the Midwest. We have Purdue taking on Gonzaga.
Yeah,
everybody's taking Purdue. I think Gonzaga is gonna come out on top.
Not even close. Gonzaga.
They just got Purdue has the big guy. That's it.
That makes a big difference.
Gonzaga's gonna be able to match
a big guy. Big guy makes a big difference.
Dawson into the big guy.
But I think Purdue's gonna be able to match that with some physicality down low with their own big men.
Okay.
And we have Creighton, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Tennessee.
Right now.
Listen, Tennessee, after what I saw from you this weekend, you better shoot better. I'm telling you, Creighton will send you home. I'm just telling you right now. They will send you home. Yeah. And coming up, we got NC State and Marquette.
I'm picking State right now.
This is the true push out of all of the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a true push.
Well, I think they're somewhat the Cinderella in all the Sweet 16s, too.
Oh, well, with both of them?
Yeah. Marquette?
Sweet
16, I don't know. You may be right about that. I can't. NC State. I'm picking NC State on that one.
This is a game that I will be surprised at. Houston, Duke.
Yeah, that's grown man.
Houston.
That's grown man.
Who you got?
I would love to say Duke.
Yeah.
But I need – I'm still not –
I'm
still not convinced.
That's like Brandon Ingram playing my grandson. I mean, it's like that's the difference.
Wow.
Age group.
Yeah, he's just a few months old.
The key to this game is can Coach Shire get his guys to believe like Coach Keith got his guys to believe.
Okay.
Right.
They got to be aggressive,
and then they can win.
They got to be grown.
But they got to believe.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.